Exercising may also help you in ways you can't see. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Victoria Viara Potter, assistant professor of nutrition and exercise physiology in the College of Human Environmental Sciences at the University of Missouri, discusses why exercise helps inside your gut.
In the fight against obesity, two factors have long been credited as key players, diet and exercise. However, there is an ongoing debate about whether exercise or diet play a more significant role when it comes to weight loss, metabolism, and more recently, healthy shifts in gut microbes. Some have argued that exercise does not play a significant role in weight loss, as exercise can increase appetite, resulting in greater food intake, and reduce activity throughout the day. Our study provided an opportunity to investigate the effects of exercise independently from weight loss. So our research team divided young obesity-prone rats into three groups, all of which were fed a high-fat diet, to study the impact of exercise on their metabolic function and their fat tissue. Two of the groups were sedentary, while the third group was able to exercise using running wheels. Of the two sedentary groups, one was allowed to eat as much of the high-fat food as they wanted, while the other group were fed controlled portions of the food in order to match the weight reduction that was caused by the exercise. The exercising rats were allowed to eat as much of the food as they wanted. So all of the rats were then moved to specialized cages where we could measure their metabolism. The sedentary rats with unlimited food access developed obesity as we expected, and we also found that the exercising rats were metabolically healthier than both of the sedentary groups, including the group that we precisely weight matched to the exercising group, and they also developed different gut microbial shifts than the other groups, despite eating the same amount of food as the sedentary group with unlimited food access. So these findings confirm that exercise is critically important, not only in the fight against obesity, but also in health overall.
That was Victoria Viara Potter of the University of Missouri. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.